Good morning, everybody. This is Luca Mino. We're back on Luca's World this Saturday. I hope everybody's doing good. And I'd like to say hello to my producer as well, who's got my back as usual. And wow, I'm sitting here fighting between water and coffee. I'm not sure which is better right now because I thought I was going to have to ask our producer to put some music on, and when I dived to the bathroom all of a sudden, because I ate something that didn't agree with me this morning. It was a grapefruit that I had in the fridge, and it did not agree with me. Wow. Okay. So I've been trying to calm everything down a little bit here, but everything's good. I wanted to, first of all, apologize to some people out there on Facebook because I told them what I was going to be talking about on my show. And it might not be A, in that order, or B, that at all, because there's so much stuff that changes all the time. And I was going to do A and B. I was going to start with something negative, and then I was going to go up, because there's nowhere to go but up after that. But then I thought, you know what, let's start with a prayer first. Because that's, you know, it's in order, I think. And it comes from John Steinbeck. Somebody else they want to take off the bookshelf. From his East of Eden. And I love what he says. The hard, the clean questions at our life's end. Was it good or was it evil? Have I done well or ill? And this is what I just want to throw out at everybody, because it was so important that I wanted to make it a part of my show. This is a quote from John Steinbeck. He says, "I believe there's only one story in the world, and only one, and that has frightened and inspired us all. Humans are caught in their lives and in their thoughts, in their hungers and ambitions, in their avarice and cruelty, and in their kindness and generosity too, in a net of good and evil." And I think that the only story that's the only story that we have, and it occurs on all levels of feeling and intelligence. Virtue and vice were warp and woof of our first consciousness, and they will be in the fabric of our last. And this, despite many changes we may impose on field and river and mountain, on economics and manners. There's no other story. In other words, we can go around talking about absolutely everything, but in the end, a man, after he has brushed off the dust and the chips of his life, he will have the only one hard, clean question. Was it good or was it evil? And for some people, it doesn't matter. You know, they don't care. It's either, you know, they think too much of themselves already, and they decide that they're better than we are, I guess. And it's really sad to see. It really is. So I wanted to start with that, because we're going to go down the rabbit hole a bit further than usual, a bit uglier than usual. And there are things that I'd like to share. Like, I mean, how many people know that women in bikinis were getting fines in 1965? I'm looking at a black and white picture of a woman in a bikini and a police officer writing her a ticket. Okay? You know, and this is really important for compartmentalizing, like I always love talking about, because, you know, okay, that puts it in, you know, over there, and you make a lot of compartments, and you can really make a lot of sense of everything. I call them folders on a computer. And by the looks of it, when I see the banner on RBN today, I'm going to be talking about a few things on there, like white America, disappeared and replaced. Yes. What is Loxism? Sure. And I'm going to say things I've never said on the air before today, but that's fine. I want to start with the red cloud over Turkey. Okay, and this is how instinct works. This is how my instinct works. Excuse me, I should be very precise about that. My instinct sees the red cloud, sees the white beam that was on for several minutes, or some people say hours. And then there was the earthquake afterwards, right? So I saw that red cloud. Okay, and this is from David Attenborough fans. This spectacular, peculiar lenticular cloud was spotted over the Turkish city of Bursa on January 19th, 2023, shifting colors from orange to pink to yellow as the sunrise cascaded over it, right, or across it. Okay? Like we're making it very normal, which indeed it isn't. And for people that know about HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, and others, I'm not going to go there because that's, you know, conspiracy stuff, like they call it. But I'm going to say this. Right at the same time as directed energy weapons in Turkey, perhaps? Right. Earthquake? Right. Beams of light? Right. They just keep lying. Yeah, a new type of cloud. And this is what I wrote on Facebook. And then somebody comes up to me and says, are you a meteorologist? And I said, this is what I wrote on Facebook. You do not have to be. They wouldn't have a clue. Meteorologists, they wouldn't have a clue, as they are all puppeteered as the, tell me if I'm wrong. I don't think I am, though. The maps and all that, that's all done by government contractors. That's all, you know. So they could be, well, they are probably lying through their teeth, because the weather is 70% or more owned by Rothschild already. We're getting the picture in almost every single aspect of life. Okay? The meteorologist wouldn't have a clue. Even if I was one for 30, 40 years, I'd probably be spitting out what, you know, what they tell us to say. But I am indeed comfortable with satellite imagery and weather modification and weather weaponization and international Zionism and world takeover. I keep writing. This is so obvious. No one is even touching it. I shared it on radio shows of mine already. It's time to do some serious research and take the blinders off. A beam of light, a strange cloud formation, and a devastating earthquake? More like a punitive measure? If you listen to the Turkish man screaming in chambers, and I'm paraphrasing, we know who did this. Get your filthy hands off Turkey. Oh, okay. So, I found his 30-second or 45-second rant on that, saying exactly that, get your dirty hands off Turkey. But guess what I found a few days ago? I found the entire clip. And I sat in front of the computer and wrote it all down, and I'm going to read it to you, because this is how the CIA operates. And it's perfect, because once you understand this, everybody's going to say, yeah, 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 we know. No, you don't. Because compartmentalizing does a whole different thing. Compartmentalizing, you can actually see what you're putting together, and it's like, oh my God. Okay? This is a quote from him. Every U.S. ambassador, oh, CIA, FBI, U.S. ambassador, same thing, right? Every U.S. ambassador who comes to Turkey is in a hurry about, quote, how to make a coup in Turkey, unquote. How will I make a coup d'etat? This is a fundamental misfortune of Turkey. I wonder how many American ambassadors have done it in Turkey, and what I can do to harm Turkey, or, you know, how can I help my superiors? That is their thing. This is one of the most important misfortunes of Turkey, and this always happens. He gathers other ambassadors. He whispers furtively with them. He tries to mentor them. They will all do the same in Europe. They run Europe, these American ambassadors. Europeans, don't worry. They know what the facts are. These ambassadors from America, they really know. They sit down and they design and they redesign. I'm adding a little bit. They thought they could design Turkey too, but one man broke their game. Recep Tayyip Erdogan, if I pronounce that right. They thought Turkey was like that, and they were going to sit down and set up a game, and they were going to set up a conspiracy. I say to the American ambassador here, I know which journalists you use to write articles. Take your dirty hands off Turkey. He says, I said it very clearly, take your dirty hands off Turkey. We all know what you are doing, what steps you are have been taking, and how much you're trying to stir up Turkey. Pull those dirty, it's probably transcribed from Turkish, but he says at the end, pull these filthy hands, those masked grinning faces off of Turkey. That is clear and simple. Okay, so, you know, we even got a glimpse of that with the California fires, about some incredible stuff too, that, you know, that we saw about how trees were left standing and everything's completely burned to the ground. And it seems that some trees are untouched. And of course, they're going to nail you to the cross on that one. And they're going to give you a 45-minute essay of what the reasoning is. And, oh yeah, just like with climate change. Well, you know what? I hate to say this, but one of my friends on Facebook, who's she's a lot more careful about what she sees, and she's like a hawk. And she comes up to me and she says, Luca, you're going to be talking about Hamburg today on your show. And yeah, well, if you look at the picture of Hamburg that was bombed in 1943, actually yesterday in 1943, there's a whole bunch of trees standing on the side of the image. And every single building is gutted. I mean gutted. You can see right down to the bottom floor pretty much, and most of them. They're all skeletons of buildings, and you have green trees right next to them. And that's, you know, this is what I mean. We don't know what they've been doing to us. We don't know. They're so far ahead of what they say they are. We have no idea about anything. And this is kind of where I wanted to start my show, because it's so absurd. And before I do that, I want to give out my numbers, the numbers to call, because it's important. I want to get callers in there too. 512-248-8252 and 1-800-313-9443 for the callers. And I'm looking forward to having some callers today. That'll be nice. So I have something from freeyourkidsblog.com. That's freeyourkidsblog.com in one word. And it talks about a gradual awakening. And the reason why I want to share this today is because there are a lot more people than we think that are gradually awakening to the little things, like I am. To the smallest things in life. And then you start asking questions. Okay? And then suddenly, without warning, and I'm reading now, your eyes become opened, your brain unmuddles, you realize what you've been taught is a farce and a sham. A babe need not be born at a hospital or be placed in a crib at night. The child only needs warm milk from his mother and unceasing love from both parents. You start to question other things. The picture clouds. You know, things are not as they appear. Your brain struggles to process this new conflicting information. And this is what the word cognitive dissonance comes in. This is what it comes from. Because some people cannot. They won't, because it's too big. They know there's something, but they won't touch it. Because it's too conflictatory, I believe the word would be. It there's too much conflict with what they know already. Maybe much of what we've been taught is absurd. Maybe those making decisions on our behalf have ulterior motives. So you start digging deeper. Maybe schooling is not about learning, but about controlling. Maybe the food we eat is making us all sick. Maybe our leaders are not acting in our interests. Huh? Maybe war doesn't keep us safe. You know, it's like these sound, they may sound kind of moronic as far as questions for us, but for people that are just starting to open their eyes now, wow, maybe violence begets violence. Maybe the freedom they speak of isn't freedom at all. So basically, the more you learn, the more you question. You wonder how deep the deception goes. You find yourself wanting to tell others and they scoff at your claims. You know, they're not ready and you go frustrated. You feel all alone. You almost wish you hadn't started digging. And yet you see the rabbit hole goes even deeper than that, right? So it's like, this is where I'm at. And honestly, I'm there today. I was like that before the show. I'm so blown away, disheartened, disgusted with everything going on. And you have to trust yourself, Luca. So it's like, you know, get out there and tell as many people about as much as you can. And this is the premise of my show. This is what's happening in Luca's world. Speaking of childbirth, as we just did, after childbirth, there's about 1 hour window, a neurological window of opportunity where the baby naturally makes direct eye contact with the parents. This eye contact triggers a mass release of crucially important chemicals, one called oxytocin, the love and bonding chemical, which the newborn requires for optimum mental health. Today, what do? Hospitals treat newborns with an antibiotic eye wash to keep their eyes from opening, stopping any eye contact from being made, perhaps? Wow. If the child goes without this eye contact right after birth, their oxytocin love receptors are significantly damaged. Tell me they don't know this stuff. Tell me they're not doing it on purpose, right? Just like cutting the Indian's hair because they knew that was a connection to their natural world and it was an extension of their nervous system. Look at this. Cooking in aluminum foil. I never thought of that when I was a kid. Cooking in aluminum foil increases aluminum concentration 89 to 378% in red meats and 76 to 215% in poultry. How do you like them apples? Okay, these are things that I'm seeing and I'm going, like, you know, this is the stuff that we have to talk about. Also, there's a very firm psychological reason, in this case, why the catchphrase of the day now is follow the science and not confirm the science or validate the science or debate the science, no, or replicate the science, none of the above. Science is never settled or followed unless evil is trying to set a trap for the public. See, so follow the science, right? You know, it's like follow the white rabbit. And before the break, I have to keep going on this because there's really important stuff that I haven't talked about before on the show. There's so many things that are guiding us towards the agenda that they have. This is Luca's World. We will be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
And there's my surfing song when we come back. Woohoo! That was one wave that I took when I was 12 years old, and I just flew down. It was amazing. It was at low tide, and I love telling the story every week. Okay, so before we get into Sinead O'Connor, I would like to continue with what I was saying about the meanness of the world and the evil of it all. And there's a quote from Woodrow Wilson that I have never said on this show yet. And it's one of those, put your seatbelt on, stop what you're doing, put down your coffee, and listen, okay? Since I entered politics, I have chiefly had men's views confided to me privately. Some of the biggest men in the United States in the field of commerce and manufacture are afraid of somebody. They're afraid of something. They know that there's a power somewhere so organized, so subtle, so watchful, so interlocked, so complete, so pervasive, that they had better not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it. Okay, and this is what's running the world right now. The FBI is as crooked as the IRS, and I have it right here. The IRS claims to be Bureau of the Department of Treasury. However, Title 31, Chapter 3, Subchapters 1 and 2 of the Official Code of the United States do not recognize the IRS as an official bureau. Congress has never passed a bill, act, or law formally recognizing the IRS as a legal entity operating within the federal... You know what I mean? This is what I mean about compartmentalizing. Oh, FBI, CIA, IRS, you know? I don't even have to read the whole thing. The United Nations is the greatest fraud in history. Its purpose is to destroy the United States. John E. Rankin. Hello? Oh, aren't they the ones running everything with the WEF? Oh. No. Okay? No. The biggest divide in the world today, according to Luca, is not religion or politics or anything else. It's between people who care and people who don't care. And I think the people that do care are the ones that are just being crucified, martyred, whatever you call it. Because, okay, right in my next slide, earthing. Earthing is really important. When you walk barefoot on the earth, and this is Dr. Mercola telling us, right? Very important. When you walk barefoot on the earth, free electrons are transferred from the earth to your body. And this grounding effect is one of the most potent antioxidants we know of. Why am I saying this right now? Oh, because on the next slide, it says J.P. Morgan Chase froze the bank accounts of Dr. Mercola and his associates simply because he's outspoken of the COVID fraud and the dangers of vaccines. Welcome to communism. It's as easy as that. You know, and then a year and a half ago, you have Greta Thunberg taking off her mask from one side, and she says, the next pandemic could be much, much worse. Okay, if we're going to fall for another one of these, I'm sorry, I'm not. See, this is something that people don't really understand. I think I have time to say this in the short break. The shift may or may not happen. Maybe, maybe not. We'll see. A quantum shift in human consciousness is required for humanity to become free of its self-imposed state of slavery. Okay? We need a quantum shift. Unfortunately, this great change is not automatic. And that's God for you. God says, nope. Nope. Nor is it guaranteed to happen at all. Whether or not it will occur, it's a function of the human will, a choice to learn the truth and to teach it to others. And this involves enormous effort, as we know, dedication, as we know, and persistence. Yes, that's what we do here every week. But see, that's Creator God for you, right? God's going to give us rewards for our inaction, rewards for our actions. You know, and that's the way it is. We actually give ourselves the rewards. You know, I'm going to sit there and cross my arms. I'm going to feel sorry for myself, and I'm going to close my blinds. And I'm fine. You'll be a very unhealthy person and very lonely too. And I saw that. One of my exes. Okay, so that would be the ex's brother's wife. I couldn't go over to her house anymore. Because she was in a nightgown at 4:30 in the afternoon. The drapes were closed. I'm sick, or I'm getting this flu, or it's going to take a long time for me to heal. You know, Creator says, okay, fine, great. Have it your way. Slamming the door on the way out. Creator doesn't have time for people like that. It's like, okay, suffer. Go ahead. See ya. Okay? You're going to be the rewards of your own actions. I really believe that. See, and there's so many things that we should be doing, but they won't tell us. The powers that be will not tell us. And that it's one of their biggest fears, that we learn how to love and unite and go from underneath their platter. You know, that they're holding up, that we're holding up for them. The chess game, remember? The chess game is over as soon as we let it go and we get out of there. This is Luca's World. This is the end of the short break. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up, with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, no. How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
We're tearing down the walls. This is really important. We're really tearing down the walls of ignorance, okay? Gandalf has something to say, okay? Some believe that it is only great power that can hold evil in check. But that's not what I have found. I have found that it's in the very small, everyday deeds of ordinary folk that keep the darkness at bay. Small acts of kindness and love from everybody. You know, if you act in love and you act in kindness and you act in compassion and you act in the exact opposite of what the elite are pushing, this is what's going to happen. And you wait till you hear what I have to tell you about Loxism today. But before that, I would like to say goodbye to Sinead in my own way. And we have a caller coming up. Mike from Kentucky's on the line waiting patiently, so I won't be long. But there's all kinds of things about Sinead, because I saw the person she was when she ripped up the picture of the Pope on Saturday Night Live. That kind of told me the person she was, and people don't get paid to do that. I really don't think so. But, you know, there's also that, right? Because on her first album, you see her cross wrist. Isn't that a sign of, you know, there's always something, right? There's always something. So you have to go with what you believe in your heart. And I know that she was brutally badgered in her life for being the way she was, for being loud. You know, the singers that don't fit in. I was a drummer that didn't fit in. but maybe not for the same reasons. But, you know, this gush of praise for Sinead today, I think it's sickening because everybody, you know, they didn't have time for her. They said she was this and they said she was that, and they were trashing her here and there. And now that she's passed, oh, here we go, you know. Right. No, there's a lot of really not pleasant stuff that I'm not going to read like I was going to, but it's really sad how the music industry, you know, they put on their most charming smile as they refused for her to, you know, to restore her, queuing up, calling her a feminist icon and 15-minute celebrities and goblins from hell and record labels that are just artificially aroused, you know, and she could not fit in anywhere. And I'm really sad to see her go, but I have a part of a song that I'd like to play for her. And the reason why I want to play this song on this clip is because, you know, there's that daft notion, like they said in Ireland when they were talking about her song, because it's a song that I cannot even pronounce the name of it, but it tells, well, actually, it's Oro Is She Duvalawa, okay? It's one of those. It's a call to action. You know, everybody says, Oro, you're welcome home. No, that song, and we're going to hear it, and it's on YouTube now. It's a call to action. It's a call to arms. It's a way of hers to take an old, old song, and if, according to my understanding of it, you kind of hide the meaning in old Irish, and you kind of use slangs, and you kind of use different words, and you omit different words to not really say what... So the British, that was a good slip. The Irish language is very contextual. So there are all kinds of different ways to say all kinds of things, but this is definitely a song about love for your homeland. And she was really trying to tell people, hey, wake up, you know, your homeland's being taken from you. Let's have a listen to it before the caller. Oh, it's not that one.
This is a love song.
It's not that song. I'm sorry. No, that was the other song. Did I send you that one? My apologies. Okay. Well, we'll play it next time. Yeah, we'll play it next time. Mike, you're on Luca's World from Kentucky. Good morning. How you doing?
Oh, well, if you've got the clip, you could go ahead with it, but you think you sent the wrong one or something, huh?
Yeah, I was so traumatized this morning because I was trying to get everything together and it wasn't working. But I just sent it, so we'll take your call first, and then I'll have him play it because I just gave it to him.
Okay, well, the Federal Reserve stuff you were talking about, I think part of what's going on, you know, and I hated economics class and stuff like that when I was in school. It was so boring and hard to understand, and I think, you know, I've heard people say that they tried to do that on purpose to keep us all kind of in the dark about economics and how that stuff works. You know, you've got the cliche concept of guns versus butter, you know, the economy of the military versus the, you know, taking care of the people. And but I think what I've picked up on in the last 20 years in my internet years is things like the elements of the government laundering treasury notes off market through places like Belgium in order to preserve the value of the treasury instruments. But now the Federal Reserve has said to be out of ammunition, you know, because what's happened is the, whatever those are called, all of a sudden I can't remember, BlackRock and Vanguard, they have more of the Federal Reserve ammunition in the form of holdings of treasury instruments than the Federal Reserve has itself, whatever those are called, hedge funds or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the little 900 and some billion that China has is kind of meaningless. But now when it comes to the price of rice and inflation and food prices, a country like India, who in the last couple of years, their rice prices or the rice production as a portion of the export market has has escalated. So when about 10 or 12 days ago it became known that they were going to curb their exports, and there were any exports that they did do was going to have a 20% tariff on it, we're expected to believe that rice prices are only going to rise 10%. I don't know. I'm just calling in with that as a tip because I've been hearing about this for several days. Tom from Utah tried to call in earlier and mention it, but it's you know, if you shop around right now, you might still be able to find some rice and put it in a 5-gallon food grade bucket. You can use hand warmers if you've got hand warmers. If you can't find an oxygen absorber, there's a recipe for how to use a hand warmer as an oxygen absorber.
Well, there's people who can listen to the show, but I really have to get on with my show because I have very specific stuff to talk about.
Yep.
But I thank you for your call, though.
Inflation's coming. All righty. Thanks.
Thank you so much. We found the clip. So I really want to say this again. This song by Sinead really means pay attention. It's your birthright back home. I'm sorry for the glitch. Let's play the clip. The chorus. That's what she said. So you don't even have to listen to the song. I just wanted to thank my producer for playing that part because that's the chorus. She starts with it, and that's what she's saying. You know, pay attention. You know, your country is dissolving. So what does that mean? We have to be the conscience of our nation when our nation loses its conscience, right? And we have to do what we have to do to make things okay, in our life at least. And so we're refuting everything. And a note for empaths, please observe. Do not absorb. Empaths, like the person I care about, she gets really upset so easily because of so many things that other people would just go right over their head, just like me. The super, super sensitive people are really having a hard time, especially, you know, with everything happening now and, you know, light coming in the world and people waking up, and there's so much going on. And empaths are really going to have a hard time. People who are empaths, they know it. They don't like talking about it, but it's very important because we can feel what other people feel. And there's a message out there for people like us. Please observe. Don't absorb. Don't take in other people's energy. Work on your boundary, which is really important. And something really interesting that I also found, before we go to Tom, we have another caller online. But before we go to that, I really want to stress this. This is important. Fear. Okay? What are they trying to do to us right now? If you could put it in one word, to me, it's fear. Fear of everything, okay? Of absolutely all the subjects on my show. Everything is about fear, yes? Okay, listen to this one. This is from Native America a while back, okay? Fear was not allowed in ancient tribes and was considered a plague of the soul. Anyone who carried it within and could not free themselves of it were banished in order to prevent it from infecting the rest of the tribe and making them sick as well. Believe it or not, that's where they got their strength. That's where they got their honor. That's where they got their power from. Fear? No. Fear is a sickness. It will crawl into the soul of anyone who engages it. And guess what? It's so much easier to engage than courage or integrity or something that really means something, right? That's how the bad spirit comes into your life. You know, when you're weak, you know, when you fear You know, these people are driving around in their cars with closed windows with their masks on. Good morning. Oh, my God. So you know what? It's a father looking to his son, and they're both indigenous. And he looks at him and he says, I did not raise you to see you live with fear. Strike it from your heart. Do not bring it into our village. Because if not, he's going to go. He will. They're going to shun him. That's how strong it is. And people live with fear every day. You know, oh my God, you know, oh, what's going to happen? You know, fear all the time. And you watch these sheep every day. Go to Walmart, go to Target, go anywhere and just watch. Just sit down and watch, observe. And that's enough. That's enough for me. Last time I was at Walmart, I could have written four shows with the subjects that I came out of there with. Another bombshell that I knew about, RFK Jr. I will follow the WHO and the CDC pandemic plan. Duh. I thought he was one of ours. I thought he was a good man. But then again, at that level, you cannot be. It's impossible. You have to be bought off, or you have to be sold to the devil, or you have to be threatened by Israel, which is, I think there's a big part of that, because I remember on this show, I even talked about it, about how RFK Jr. was praising Roger Waters for a show in Germany and everything. And then, whoops, you find out the ADL's upset. Oh, Greenblatt is all upset. Oh, my God. Oh, no, he's got to retract everything he said and pledge allegiance to Israel. Uh-huh. Sorry, that's what I saw, and that's right in your face. It can't be denied. Smoking gun docs from Fox News. Bombshell thread. Oh, this could be true, though. It shows Facebook censorship for Americans on White House's behalf. See, little truths every now and then? Yeah, right. Uh-huh. You know, and this is a Freemasonic system. Give me a break. There's a really good one that I wanted to share, too. I have to. This is from Facebook as well. It's Dark Side of the Moon. Remember with the triangle and the beautiful rainbow on the other side? Light coming in and then the rainbow coming off. This one's called Dark Side of the Groom. With normal children on one side, the light's coming in. The triangle is called Woke Teachers. And Trans Kids comes out the other side. Again, Dark Side of the Groom. Normal children have to do with woke teachers and woke teachers, okay? They're paid, okay? They're agents of the Rothschilds. Remember in the Protocols of Zion, place our agents everywhere. Uh-huh. That's what they're doing. I'm sorry. Did I have Tom on Florida? He's still waiting on the call. Sorry about that. Welcome to Luca's World.
Yeah, good day. Good day, Luca. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm not polite. I could have had you on before that. I just looked in the chat and I went, oh, I'm ignoring Tom.
No, it's okay. That's fine. Listen, I hope Jim from New York's okay. I would love for him to call in. He's a great caller. I hope Jim's going to call in the show. And I don't know. We haven't heard him on RBN for a while, so I hope Jim's all right in New York.
I would love it.
So maybe he'll. Yeah, I hope he calls in. Look what's on my mind. First off, you're talking about this. You can't even, now these demon rats are saying you can't even use the term husband and wife. So that goes to show you what's going on with these communist Bolshevik Marxists. So you can't use husband and wife now, all these demon rats. Oh, that's offensive. But no, Luca, here's what I'm talking about. You know, the Miami Herald last Sunday had an article in on the back section about tuberculosis, with all these illegal aliens coming in here with tuberculosis. They're going to try another biological weapon against America. But, you know, Robert F. Kennedy, and you brought him up, RFK. Well, did you see that 2 days after he said that thing about Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese, he was brought up before a committee with Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz.
Ashkenazi,
and these Ashkenazis can't stand each other in Israel with the Sephardite Jews. They're always in power struggle. The Ashkenazi gets a Sephardite. And, you know, seeing right. Robert Kennedy seen getting grilled by these Jews, Goodman from New York, all these Jews, how dare you use the word Ashkenazi? I mean, this is a clown show. And then, you know, going back, you were talking about the FBI. this James Comey's wife, Comey the homie, that big tall doofball, his wife gave $10,000 to the Democratic National Committee. And that was never brought out. Trump should have used that as against the FBI. How dare you have a guy trying to nail me? His wife was given to the Democratic Party, Luca.
Oh, I hear music. Stick around. We'll be right back. This is the end of the segment. This is Luca's World. We'll be right back for the last segment, folks.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumer's house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
We are back with Luca's World for the last segment. We are back for the last segment. Is Tom still on the call?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, because we got to wrap up really quick, so please let us know why you're calling.
Yeah, Luca, let's just suppose Robert F. Kennedy was right on his saying when he said the Ashkenazi Jews and the Chinese were working on a bioweapon against white Europeans and Afro-Americans, or black American, black Native peoples and white peoples. Imagine if that is actually true, and it comes out to be true that Kennedy was right, that they're looking for a way to wipe out white Caucasians and black Africans. Can you imagine that it really comes out true?
You're setting me up for my segue. You're segueing me right in. And yeah, I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna dedicate it to you, but I have to let you go because
you're coming it. To have a great day.
Coming to the end of the show.
Jim,
thank you so
in.
Much for calling, Tom.
You
this
got
is
it.
For Tom from Florida, right here. What I'm gonna read, and this is the end of the show, so it's important. It is what's Loxism anyway? It's the hatred of white people by Jews. It's the most pervasive form of racial hatred on earth, and yet it's never mentioned by the mainstream media or society or media or education. And this is the driving force behind most of the events in the world today. And it explains why Jews were kicked out of 109 times from European lands in the last century. Jewish hatred of European Aryan race is the reason why the Jews have planned and pushed and run all of this stuff. The sexual revolution, the homosexual propaganda and rights, feminist empowerment and white couples' low birth rate, abortion laws and propaganda, like absolutely everything. Islamization of Europe, anti-white propaganda in media and education, multiculturalism, and dozens of thousands of horrible crimes, rapes, thefts, you know, all this stuff is done to get rid of the white race. The complete eradication of white Western civilization by 2100. And they're actually hoping that the future of the whites becoming a powerless minority in Europe, America, Australia, and Canada by 2040 to 2060. So this is what we're looking at. This is why everything is happening, and this is also why they were kicked out of Germany, and that's why Germany had to be destroyed, because they just will not they will not stand for that. And I'm going to be talking more and more on various shows about how Holodomor was the worst crime of the Red Army under Stalin, and the Holocaust lie was invented by British officials and pushed in by the clergy and by the church to cover up for the crimes of the Red Army. And we're getting more and more information, and there's even an RBN link that I was lucky enough to get. It was on RBN itself. So, you know, this is stuff that really has to come out, and it's going to be a test for everybody. You know, are you awake or are you asleep? And this is Lucas World. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week, folks. Be safe.
Gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.